Welcome to the Battle Drill Devotional Podcast with Captain Rob Westwood Payne.
Today is Friday the 19th of January. This week on the Battle Drill Daily Devotional Podcast, through the example of Samuel, we focus on how to listen to God. Our Bible passage, as you know, is 1 Samuel chapter 3 and verses 1 to 10, and we turn to it for the last time this week. The Lord speaks to Samuel. Meanwhile, the boy Samuel served the Lord by assisting Eli. Now, in those days, messages from the Lord were very rare, and visions were quite uncommon. One night, Eli, who was almost blind by now, had gone to bed. The lamp of God had not yet gone out, and Samuel was sleeping in the tabernacle near the Ark of God. Suddenly, the Lord called out, "Samuel!" "Yes," Samuel replied, "what is it?" He got up and ran to Eli. "Here I am. Did you call me?" "I didn't call you," Eli replied. "Go back to bed." So he did. Then the Lord called out again, "Samuel!" Again Samuel got up and went to Eli. "Here I am. Did you call me?" "I didn't call you, my son," Eli said. "Go back to bed." Samuel did not yet know the Lord, because he had never had a message from the Lord before. So the Lord called a third time, and once more Samuel got up and went to Eli. "Here I am. Did you call me?" Then Eli realized it was the Lord who was calling the boy. So he said to Samuel, "Go and lie down again. And if someone calls you again, say, 'Speak, Lord, your servant is listening.'" So Samuel went back to bed. And the Lord came and called as before, "Samuel, Samuel." And Samuel replied, "Speak, your servant is listening." Amen. Have you ever wondered what it would be like to hear God's voice? To have a direct line of communication with the Creator of the universe? In our passage, we find the story of Samuel, a young boy who learned the importance of being ready and willing to say yes to God when he speaks. This passage teaches us valuable lessons on how to listen to God in prayer and to make him the top priority in our lives. During Samuel's time, the word of the law was rare and visions were infrequent. However, one night as Samuel was lying down in the temple of the Lord, he heard a voice calling his name. Thinking it was Eli, the high priest, Samuel ran to him, ready to serve. But Eli realized that it was God who was speaking to Samuel, and instructed him to respond, "Speak, Lord, for your servant is listening." Samuel's immediate response to God's voice is an example for us all. It shows us that we should be prepared in advance to say yes to God, whatever he asks of us. Are we ready and willing to listen to God's voice and follow his guidance? Or are other things crowding out the space to hear him? Life can be busy and demanding, often leaving us little time for quiet reflection and prayer. We may find ourselves preoccupied with work, with relationships, or with personal ambitions. But if we truly desire to listen to God, we need to make hearing from him our top priority. When we make God the top priority in our lives, we create space for him to speak to us. It requires an open mind, a willingness to set aside time for prayer and meditation, and the courage to say yes to God, whatever he asks of us. Prayer is not just about talking to God, it's also about listening. It's about creating a space where we can hear his voice and receive his guidance. When we prioritize listening to God, we position ourselves to receive his wisdom, direction, and comfort. Let's join together in prayer for an open mind, for time to listen to God, and the courage to say yes to him, whatever he asks of us. May we be like Samuel, ready and willing to respond, "Speak, Lord, for your servant is listening. Listening to God in prayer is a lifelong journey, but it's one that brings immense joy, peace, and fulfillment. When we prioritize hearing from Him and saying yes to His call, we align ourselves with His divine purpose for our lives. So let's make a conscious effort to create space for God in our busy lives, and may we always be ready to say yes to Him, whatever He asks of us. As we conclude our thoughts on hearing from God this week, you might want to reflect by using these questions. Is hearing from God the top priority in your life? Or are other things crowding it out? Are you too preoccupied to hear God's voice? Take a moment to reflect on your current priorities and ask yourself if you are making enough time to listen to God in prayer. I hope to see you again soon for another Battle Drill Daily Devotional. But in the meantime, may God bless you.
If you would like to subscribe to Captain Rob's Battle Drill Devotional, wherever you choose to listen to podcasts, or if you'd like to receive them direct to your inbox, head to www.equippinghispeople.com/devotional and follow the instructions.